With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings. Welcome inside. Happy Labor Day. Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan of the Dan. That's today from the home of the hottest place in the country, the greater Los Angeles area, that saw temperatures of up to 120 degrees on Sunday afternoon. It was a great day to be inside, but wouldn't you know it, Rob Parker, yesterday I spent the entire day outside at a friend's house in Woodland Hills, which recorded the highest temperature ever in the history of LA County at 121 degrees.
What?
That's the day we decide to go, hey, our friends, we know we're going to have a social distancing barbecue and cookout. Great. Luckily, they had a pool. Yeah, we're Woodland Hills. Yeah, great. Oh, we'll be up there, you know, later on, middle of the day. We're going up for lunch. We leave our house here on the west side of L.A. It's like 99 degrees. But, okay, you know, it's been 99 degrees. I've had that my whole life. We drive up, and the car is showing 110, 115, 120. And I go, there's no way it's really 120. It's just the sun and the dashboard, and my phone is hot because it's up. It's not 120. You know? Nope. Then, sure enough, later on in the day, I see the big story everywhere. It's on the front page of CNN. Los Angeles records highest temperature ever, 121 degrees in Woodland Hills. And I'm like, oh, my God, I was there for the entire day.
It was toasty, to say the least, all over. I was out having lunch, and Jason, it was so hot, I wanted somebody to pour barbecue sauce on my back. I mean, that's what I felt like. I felt like a piece of chicken outside. I was like, this is outrageous, really, because, you know, we get so used to the beautiful weather here and you know, and 75 and sunny and no humidity every day. Yesterday was a scorcher, but you know what? We made it through, and here we are on a Dan Patrick Show for you on this Labor Day.
I couldn't get over the fact that just how it felt like, because all we did was stay in the pool all day, right? Well, everybody's sitting in the pool, and we're hanging out, you know, social distancing, barbecue, and hanging out and doing. And I just couldn't get over how it felt like. It was so hot. Like, you're in the pool and you're okay, but it just felt like someone had a hair dryer and they had turned it on like about 5 feet from your face. So you're not getting the whole brunt of it, but you're getting that little consistent push of incredibly hot air, and I'm going, why is my head so hot? My God, my head is so hot. And it's like, because that's what the weather was. I couldn't get over it. I mean, 121 degrees. It's like I don't drive to Death Valley where, you know, where it's 130 degrees, the hottest temperature ever. It was like 10 degrees away from that. I couldn't get over it.
It was definitely, and I know people are saying, oh, listen to these LA people belly aching about how hot it is, and they live in Texas and Arizona, you know, and Florida and some of these other places with terrible heat and humidity. But yes, LA was an oven, and you know what? We survived. So here we are.
Yeah, I was my part of history. That's what I look at. So that's my big claim to history now. Oh yeah, I was there. I'll be the guy in 20 years. I'll be able to say, yeah, I was there. I was there that day.
Feel good about yourself, don't you?
Yeah. I'll pull out a cigarette and go, I'll tell you what it was like that day. You want to know? And everybody's sitting around me, and I'm telling you, yeah, I'll tell you, it was scorching. It was so hot. And I don't know why I'm talking with such a deep voice like that, but that's kind of how I'll do it, though. I kind of have that vision in my head of that's what it's going to be.
Well, it sounds like you will be telling that tale as time goes on. But, yes, it was one of those days that you don't forget because it was just stifling. But hopefully, I don't know what's the forecast for today. 100? Is it going to cool down to 100 today?
Yeah, I keep thinking of the Clubber Lang line from Rocky III. What's your prediction? What's the forecast? Prediction? Pain.
Yeah, right.
It may take it easy today. Maybe down to like 102, 103 today. So wow. It's, you know, be a dry heat. But hey, listen, not nearly the biggest thing coast to coast as far as sports, talking about Los Angeles, what we went through yesterday. The NBA playoffs really kind of hit a bit of a left turn a day ago. We watched Milwaukee somehow without Giannis get by Miami in overtime, 118-115 to keep that series alive. We'll have more on that coming up later on. But the Lakers, in you have to call it a must-win game, played.
It was must-win. Absolutely, they had to win that game. Totally,
and it was a great performance. I mean, they won games by bigger margins against the Blazers, but this was a complete day, and this was the blueprint of how the Lakers, if they're going to win the championship, are going to do it. It's two dominant games from LeBron and Anthony Davis, and it's getting enough from the bench where you have a couple of players step up and score. And look, Markieff Morris had a good day yesterday. So did Kyle Kuzma. The Lakers bench was phenomenal. Rajon Rondo was good.
Yeah, Rondo was good and made some key baskets that they needed because obviously they leave them wide open. I mean, they have like totally no respect for Rondo. You know, Houston just says, go ahead, we'll let you hoist it up. And he knocked down a couple that mattered big time.
Yeah, this was the three of them combined for 39 points off the bench, and this is not a good Laker bench. No matter how you cut it up, it's basically, listen, the Lakers' identification is LeBron and AD, these are the guys that lead the way, and hopefully a couple other guys step up in each game and are able to do it. And this was not really an anomaly, but not something that the Lakers have been able to do with any kind of consistency is, hey, we're coming out here, and we're going to get the game we need from our stars, and we're going to get the games we need from the bench, because in the first round, when teams aren't as deep, you can do that. Now you're into this round against the Rockets and deeper, you need that bench every single game. And, you know, it's great that they got what they got yesterday, but I still feel like, look, I picked the Rockets to win in the beginning of the play. Well, I picked the Rockets Heat final, which I'm going to mention many times on the show today, because when we did our picks for the...
You can mention it all you want. It ain't going to happen, but you can mention it all you want. I don't know why you would like to expose yourself that I mean it's nice that you went outside the box. Houston is not winning not getting to the finals. There's two teams ahead of them that just are better.
Well, that's the thing, Rob, is that I don't know how long it's going to go for. This may be as good as it gets, you know, so I want people to know, I picked the Rockets and I picked Miami beginning of the playoffs. We're doing our NCAA tournament type contest here at Fox Sports Radio. I just want people to know, yeah, I picked the Rockets and the Heat. You know, I mean,
okay.
Look how good it's going right now. Rockets, and that was my pick. You know, everybody else picked Lakers and Clippers, and the Clippers were my preseason pick.
I picked the Lakers in six games. I didn't think, like, some people were like, oh, it's going to be a sweep or five games. I think they underestimate Houston. I think if they make shots, they're a dangerous team. And we saw last night, Westbrook just couldn't hit the side of the bar. If he played halfway decent, they would have had a shot at that game. You know, like, to win that game, you saw it. And he just was awful last night. And look at the comeback. They were down 21 early. And fought their way all the way back, took the lead, but he just could not make shots, and he's shooting from the perimeter instead of in close to the basket where he destroys people, and they have to live with it. They know what they get with him.
Yeah, I feel like the Rockets need a – they need to be able to sit down and say, okay, we're going to have a basketball intervention with you. Because as talented as Westbrook is, he's the guy like – some when you watch him play for stretches like at the end of games and in big moments when a Rockets lead will fritter away or they can't get back in it, it's him being ball dominant and taking bad shots. And the thing is he's never been a guy to make shots. He's never been – though. If he's not at the basket, he's not making a lot of jumpers. And he still does that. And the thing is the Rockets are good enough, even without him, to be able to win because they move the ball around. Look, their small ball lineup is in the perfect spot right now. They changed their philosophy right before COVID-19 hit, and they won a lot of games in a row, right? We're going to have everybody on the perimeter, which means we can attack anywhere offensively. We can guard anybody on the perimeter defensively, and it gave teams problems. And is that something that can work over the course of 82 games in a marathon playoffs? Probably not, but in a series here where now you're suddenly saying, okay, we did it for a little bit in March, and now we just have to do it for a couple of weeks, a few weeks here at the end of August and into September, this is the time that can work. And they play really well even without him. And when he comes in and is ball dominant, it's like when you play a pickup game, and after 5 minutes you realize the one guy's going to bring the ball up the court, and he's just going to do his own thing with it, and you stop playing. And you just stand around and go, okay, well, why am I going up and down the court? He's just going to do his own
thing. Right, he's going to take the ball and dribble, and put up the shot, and we're just standing around watching, right?
Yeah, and that's you saw it happen to Harden at the end of a couple of games in the first round against Oklahoma City where he was just standing around. Not because he didn't want the ball, but you could tell he was frustrated with he's just going to dribble and he's going to look to pass at the last minute and throw the ball out of bounds or throw the ball where nobody is or he's going to take a bad shot and miss because he's not a shot maker and we're going to have to run back and play defense. And you can tell how frustrating that is. They need to sit down with him and say, dude, listen, man, we have other options. You
good
have
luck.
To get them the ball.
Good
okay,
luck.
I
know what you're saying makes total sense, but good luck with that. If you're going to change him at this point, a guy who had, what, triple-double for 3 years, three seasons, really? You're going to tell him now that he should change his game and do something different? It just ain't going to happen. You know, like when they traded for him, you sign up for you know what you're signing up for, and that's who he is. And there's a couple nights or a couple games or situations, Jason, where he'll get you that basket or whatever, you know, but he keeps hoisting him up. Last night was just, you would think, dude, this is not, what did he miss, 6 or 7 3-pointers last night? Yeah, this is not what we need you to do, but instead some people just can't be fixed into the changed to the idea of this doesn't work for you or it's not working and you're killing us. Had he made 2 or 3 threes, we might be talking about a 2-0 Rockets lead. I mean, that's really how much of an impact he had on that game.
Listen, because Rob, you know, I picked the Rockets, so I mean, I you know, this is affecting me a bit here now. Is that because you know?
Oh,
I
understand.
I picked the Rockets in the Heat. I don't know if you know that, but
thanks for telling me.
It's like Westbrook is, even if you can just do it at the end of games and in clutch time where you know that other people get the ball, because the other thing you have to do is you have to cut his minutes then. If he can't do it and you're not in the flow when he gets into one of those things, okay, you know what? Then we have to cut your minutes and you can't do it. Because they have other people that can make shots. And that I get that in Oklahoma City that it was after Kevin Durant left, it was Russell Westbrook and who else do you want handling the ball, right? Who else do you want taking shots, doing everything? You live and die by Westbrook. But at this point, the guy's older. You know, he's hitting the back half of his prime now, and he's got to understand that, dude, if you want to win, this is why you're here. You got one of the top three players in the NBA to get the basketball to and make sure he's not just taking 12 shots, which is what James Harden put up yesterday. Okay, James Harden shooting the ball 12 times.
That's like he didn't play. You know what I mean?
That's like the first quarter normally for James Harden.
12 shots is unbelievable, to be honest.
He's got to be able to say, okay, I understand, and I can adjust a little bit. I mean, you're not going to – you're right. You're not going to change who you are, but can you change a little bit? Yeah, and it's time for that meeting with D'Antoni and all the players to go, dude, listen, this is our time. This is our chance here. Okay, we're 1-1 with the Lakers. We could have been up 2-0. You have to do a little bit better. You can't just decide to do what you're doing and hoist up these shots. You got to be able to find your teammates because these guys are all going to make shots. You got guys coming off the bench that can make shots, but none of that yesterday. And it's like they have to save him from himself. you know, like the worst part of Russell Westbrook. They have to save him from himself to keep it going.
Yep, and that's where they are. And you know, the other part is, were they really going to supposed to be up 2-0? No. I think that they're right where they are. And as you move forward, Jason, you have to hope that they can figure it out and maybe West, they could just stress to Westbrook how much more important he is if he can be, you know, at the rim and doing damage from there like he's done in the past and not live out on the perimeter. And also, I agree. I mean, Harden had a big game in game one, right? He shot the ball. He needs to shoot the ball. That number of shots, what do you have, 13? 13 mm-hmm. shots is not good enough for him. They just need more. And he's so lethal. And, you know, if he gets on a hot streak, and we've seen his bad streaks too in the postseason. But I expect this to be a series. It's 1-1 is probably where it should be.
How do you feel about the Lakers overall, where they sit right now? 1-1, it was a little tougher than expected series with Portland, but they figured it out. And here they are 1-1 with the Rockets in a series that they could, it could be worse for them right now. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I think the Lakers, again, the problem is they're very inconsistent. And you were talking about it before, not really knowing what you could get off the bench. You know what I mean? Like game one, they got nothing, you know, and then they got – great games off the bench last night in game two. So we kind of know what the top two. I always say they're top heavy. And that's why I don't think they're like a good matchup when it comes to the Clippers, because the Clippers are 10 deep. And you know basically what you can get. Even in that Clippers game, you could think about Kawhi will probably never play that poorly again. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I mean, and if you were the Clippers, they lost by what? What'd they lose by, like 10 or whatever? Mm-hmm. But he was awful. He didn't have any points in the fourth quarter. This is a guy who was shooting 64.5% from inside the two during the postseason. 64.5%. And he had a stinker. And you know, it hurt them. But you look at the rest of the guys, they never stopped playing. That's a team that's just different from the Lakers because they are so deep. So I just think the Lakers are where they are, and this crash course between a collision course, I should say, that we all expected between the Lakers and Clippers will happen, and it's not going to be easy for either team. I expect both to play in six games, and then we'll see them in the Western Conference Finals.
You know, that's the best thing about the playoffs, you can say for everybody, is that usually you get to the playoffs at this point in the NBA playoffs, a normal season, where we're not talking about a stop and COVID and handling the bubble and all these other things that are affecting the play on the court, and that you have the complete teams by now. And you say, okay, so-and-so has figured it out. They have their identity. There's really no weaknesses, and those are the teams. But even the big-time contenders, they all have weaknesses. You know, this is the Lakers. If they don't get anything from their bench, they can have LeBron and AD combined for 50, and they're going to lose.
Right.
You know, conversely, the Clippers, we've seen them put up stinkers and they're still trying to figure each other out because they've not really played together at all. And you know, you go up and down. Look how flawed Milwaukee is. They're down 3-1. They're lucky they're still in the series. Everybody is flawed. So that's maybe the best.
Boston
part
was
for
up 2-0 dominating, and now mm-hmm. look where they are. They're in a dogfight, right? I mean. They were like a half a second away from being up 3-0 and in the driver's seat, and now they're fighting for their lives. Who has the more confidence now? Toronto does, right?
Mm-hmm.
If in that series, so you're right.
I mean, it's the way the playoffs go. It's great that we can see. Hey, it's hard to see who's going to be there. In the end, the NBA is okay. Let's get the big market teams there. Let's get the big stars there. What we can do. Let's make sure we try to do that. But the whole thing is that everybody is flawed. It's like, could the Lakers win the title? Absolutely. I could see that. I could see LeBron and AD, and LeBron had saved all his energy for this time and doing it. And I could see the Lakers flaming out and losing to the Rockets and going, wow, look what happened there. Look at James Harden. You know, being able to score 40 per game. And taking over and doing, I could see it happening for everybody. For the Clippers, I could see them winning. I can see them coming to a big halt. And Doc Rivers is saying, "Well, what do you want me to do?" I mean, really, anything is out there for the NBA this season, this playoffs. It has been some kind of fun. We'll have more on the NBA playoffs coming up in a bit. Jason Smith and Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes today. But one big thing, Rob, that really is amazing is people are going to wake up today and suddenly things are going to be different. because we're into week one of the National Football League. It's amazing that we got here, but here we are. Now we're going to be previewing the Thursday night game. We're going to be talking about finally games going on, and we're getting ready into week one, and there's all this big NFL news. It doesn't even seem real that the NFL regular season is here. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm with you. Here we are. It's weird because there were no preseason games, so it just didn't – you know what I mean? Like, it was, like, absent. And even camp this year wasn't as talked about to me as in years gone by. Am I right about that?
Just no.
It was definitely different. Definitely.
Yeah. There's no games to hold on to. There's no, hey, how is so-and-so real? You know, is this guy going to be a big player for us this year? What about this third-round draft pick? The normal excitement you get because you couldn't see your guys play. And you couldn't really evaluate. It was a really weird preseason. And it's like, okay, am I going to really buy into the fact that Joe Burrow was 6 of 6? You know, Joe Burrow was 6 of 6 today. That's really good. He's going to be a superstar. It's like, no, it's one afternoon at camp. It has been very, very strange, but it doesn't matter because the footballs fly for real this week, and we've made it. Jason Smith, Rob Parker, Twitter at How About a Fresca, Rob at Rob Parker FS1. Speaking of NFL, we have more on all the big news of the weekend coming up next. Jadeveon Clowney has a team. Deshaun Watson has a lot of money. And the NFL has made a decision that's really going to make you scratch your head and go, what's behind all this? All that and more coming up next right here. The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you
know, I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like... a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite.
and it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Fox Sports Radio, it is the Dan Patrick Show. Happy Labor Day. Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes today. And it's a different day when you wake up today because now we are in, we're past NFL week zero and into week one after a long summer and spring, COVID-19, the return of sports. How is football going to do it? We have made it. We are 3 days from the opening game. We're into week one and preparations. Now, what kind of football we're going to see, that's up in the air, but we have made it to the NFL season. It is a big benchmark and one of those times where we can sit back and go, all right, we're going to have a little bit more normalcy. I mean, do you feel that way, Rob, that now the beginning of the NFL season kind of gives us a little bit more normalcy to the sports calendar? We're here. It's the end of the summer. Yes, we didn't see regular season games, but here we are seeing what is going to be a normal NFL season in its normal time slot compared to, well, we're having the NBA and Major League Baseball right now. It's just different. You know, we wouldn't be seeing the NBA right now, and baseball surely would be different than it was in a regular
right.
season. We got a sense of normalcy now.
Yeah, because, it is different with the other sports, even though baseball would normally be playing during this time of the year, right? We expect it in the postseason in October and all that. But, yeah, it does feel different, and the NFL is the one sport that hasn't been altered, right? That this other than not having the preseason games, Jason. But here we are in September. We're still living a different life. But the games will come on, and I think we'll see. I think the only thing we don't know is, are we going to get a whole season? Is everything going to work out? You know, of all the sports, I would say football is the least best when it comes to social distancing because of what you have to do to play the game. Am I right? I mean, it's just impossible. Like, to me, baseball is the perfect sport because – other than being at the plate or at first base, you are more than 6 feet away from everybody. Am I right? You're not mm-hmm. on top of everybody. So, and we've seen, a few isolated cases. For the most part, I still think when you think of what, three teams have really had breakouts in baseball, basically, mm-hmm. That's not that bad out of 30 teams, right? The games have continued. It's not like we stopped. So we'll see what happens with football. But I agree with you. It will seem more normal once we get the real games going and we're back to our kind of routine of watching football 2 or 3 days a week.
Joining us now on the hotline, the 2000 NFL Executive of the Year, former GM with the Saints, Dolphins, NFL exec with the Chargers, Seahawks, longtime NFL insider Randy Mueller. You can follow him on Twitter at @RandyMueller_. Randy, good morning. How's it going, man?
What's up, Randy?
Hey. Good morning, guys. Just listening to you guys chat about it makes a smile come to my face, that's for sure. We'll see what we have this week, but at least we've made it this far, right?
How do you feel it's going to go? Is it going to be like we've seen in the NBA and hockey where, hey, every week there's no test, we're going forward? Or do you see there to be a little bit like it was with Major League Baseball where we're going forward but there's some stops and starts?
Well, I think you definitely have to be ready for the hiccups, that's for sure. You'd be crazy not to expect some of it. But at the same time, we've had no issues so far. The one thing about football is it is a little bit, and I don't know, it's a little bit militaristic in that everybody's waiting to be told something to do every day. And these guys have adhered to the task. They've kind of perfected the process to this point. And I think the leadership within each team has kind of kept the rank and file in line. And I really think they can pull it off. I think you're right. It's not the greatest sport for social distancing, but you have to start with the premise that everybody's tested negative every day at this point for the most part. So hopefully we can keep that up.
The only thing, Randy, I'm not cool with is the idea of not testing game day. I just don't understand that. If you got tests that you believe in – I went to have lunch yesterday outside in Los Angeles, and they took my temperature. You know what I mean? Before I could even sit down. I mean, literally. Right. I'll have a Fresca and a temperature taking. You know, that was my appetizer. But what is that? Are they afraid that someone's going to come back positive and then they have to sit them? Or do you know, like, that part I don't get. Because if somebody does have it or shows up that day with it, remember, they're not in a bubble, so they could have contact with somebody the night before or 2 days before or whatever it is. They could give it to everybody. To explain how this makes sense.
Yeah, it's a valid point. Valid point, that's for sure. I think the one thing about this process that we've had from the get-go is that it is fluid. So it'll be interesting to see how that works out. What they said is that they'll test on Saturdays and then leave Sundays or the game day open for any false positive tests or any kind of catching up to do. So, you know, I'm not sure what their theory is on that. These guys have been tested daily throughout camp, and they'll continue to be tested.
So that's why they should continue on game day, right? If you just said it, you just said it. They've been tested every single day, and now the NFL is playing with – because I'll give baseball credit. When a team has had a flare-up, what have they done, Randy? They've shut it down, the three-game series, right? And just said, we're not playing. I just think to be safe, you have to be careful. That's just my bugaboo today. I'm sorry.
No, I hear you. I don't know that there's a perfect scenario, that's for sure. But I think they're trying to adhere to some normalcy, at least on game day. That may not make sense. That may not be what the science shows. But hopefully, you know, they get through this part of it to where a team's roster doesn't totally change the morning they wake up for a game. And I think that's probably what they're trying to avoid, even though we know in the big scheme of things that may not be as important as we football fans think it is.
Well, look, I'll go a step further. It's like they don't want to have to worry about postponing a game. A team doesn't want – because if you walk in and a couple of guys have a high temperature, well, you know, hey, sorry. Well, you got to report that this is a temperature. It's outside the norm. You can't play today. And suddenly four or five guys can't play. What if it's your starting quarterback? And nobody wants that. So we're not going to test on game day because of it. I mean, really, the NFL wants the games to go on, and they saw what's going on with Major League Baseball is that, okay, they built in this really tightly packed in 60 games, and there's not a lot of room to say we can extend the season. The NFL is saying, well, we don't want to do that either, so there's no testing on game days because we want to be able to have the games. I think it's pretty obvious that's the way they're going with it.
Yeah, that could be, and that's where TV comes into play as well. It is a business, and player safety is definitely number one on the list, but it is a business, and TV does run a lot of it, and they don't want to have games when half the roster changes the morning of, that's for sure.
Hey, Randy, what about Deshaun Watson's four-year extension with the Texans, $160 million? You like the deal? Is it a good deal for both sides?
Well, I love the deal for Deshaun Watson, that's for sure. It's probably a shorter-term deal than I would have liked if I were running a team, that's for sure. I mean, obviously, he's their best player. He's, you know, the coach is also the GM there, so he's tied himself to him, his best player, which makes sense. You knew it was going to be crazy money once Mahomes signed his deal. But I think the length of the deal gives Deshaun Watson all the chips on his side, and that he'll get two or three bites of the apple. He's so young that that cap, you know, is going to go up eventually, but I think it's really good for him. It gives us the stability to the organization, and obviously he's a player that everybody pays to see, so I'm glad they were able to take care of him.
Well, there's a lot of upset teams out there, Randy, who thought, well, he's trading away everybody who's good. At some point he's going to trade away Deshaun Watson. Now he's got that contract. He's not trading him away.
Yeah, exactly, Jason. And that's the one thing that he had to nail down. That's the one thing that could cost him his job there. So he had to, in a sense, overpay to keep Deshaun happy because, let's face it, Deshaun Watson is the franchise.
How about the Bears? So they always say if you have two girlfriends, that means neither one is any good. But in this case, Mitch Trubisky is named the starter, and Nick Foles is going to be the backup. And, Randy, I agree with this only from this standpoint. Whenever they give Nick Foles the keys to the car, he usually crashes the car. So You know, and if you don't start Mitch, you probably lose him, you know, and his confidence and everything, and then you can't really go back to him. So I think this makes sense. Nick has always seemed to perform better when he comes in out of the bullpen.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Rob. I think when they signed Nick Foles, it told me that really Mitch would be the starter. I think part of the reason they signed Nick Foles was that they knew he'd be okay if he didn't win the job. So I think it was kind of predestined that this was the way it's going to work out. I think you're right. I think there's two average quarterbacks. I'm not sure they have one. But at the same time, I think the pressure shifts to Nagy now, the head coach. He's got to find a way to make Mitch Trubisky better. He's got to do things that suit him. And I think he's let him down the last couple of years on that stuff. I just don't think the offense has been tailored to the strengths of Mitch Trubisky. And I'm not trying to make a case for Mitch being a starting quarterback in the upper echelon of the NFL. I'm just saying the offense hasn't really suited his strengths. We'll see if he can do that this year so that he can have a chance to succeed. I will say this, the Bears have a little better talent around him this year, and I think Nick Foles will help Mitch Trubisky. I don't know if it's going to be enough at the end of the day.
Randy Mueller, our guest here on the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes. All right, the other big story of the weekend, Randy, we now know where Jadeveon Clowney's going to play football. He's been out there forever. Finally agrees to a one-year deal with the Titans for $15 million. Is he a big over-the-top piece for the Tennessee Titans, or the fact that he's been out there for this long kind of tell us something?
Well, I think he's a valuable piece. There's no doubt about it. And I don't think Jadeveon Clowney's a guy you can measure on paper with sacks and tackles and some of that stuff that may have kept his value down. I think it's a great get for the Titans. There's a reason that Seattle was hanging around, that the Saints put on a full court press the last couple of days. I think he's a really good player. And even though he might only have 32 career sacks, this guy's hard to block. He brings the versatility that they've missed. He played in Vrabel's defense when Vrabel was with the Texans and excelled at a high level. So you're talking about a 27-year-old guy who was the first pick in the draft. So there's a lot of tools to work with. And on big game days, Monday night against the 49ers last year, the playoff game in Philly, you're talking about a guy that's everything that any defensive end in the league can be. So I like the signing. I think it's great. I watched some tape on him yesterday just to get a little bit of an idea of why it lasted so long. And the playoff game that came to mind against Philadelphia gave me answers to two things. It's one, Jason Peters wants more money to play tackle. I understand now because he couldn't block Clowney all day long. And two, Clowney's still pretty good and a better run defender than anybody thinks.
Hey, Randy, last thing. I got to rib Jason on this because I think, Jason, and you stop me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
You didn't think Cam Newton would even make the Patriots team, that it was like some sort of like trying to pretend like, yeah, we're trying to win, but we really don't want to win. Not only is the guy named the starting quarterback, but a captain on the team. What do you make of Cam Newton in New England, and what do you expect from him this year with Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels?
I think from the day they signed him, they had a plan for him. Josh McDaniels, like you mentioned, had a similar type skill set in Tim Tebow when he was in Denver. I think they've always wanted to change their offense a little bit in this regard to fit the players they get, and they've done that. They'll run things that Cam does. He'll be a heavy dose of play-action pass. It'll be some simplistic type reads where he can set his feet and deliver the ball. We know he has all the arm strength in the world, so I think it's a great fit. I'm looking forward to them being better than people think they are, and that's a team that I think younger players, if they can stay healthy, give them a chance to compete in that division. And to be honest with you, I'm never going to bet against Bill Belichick at this point. I've been around long enough to know that I think Cam Newton, when he signed him, he knew exactly what he was getting, and I never for a minute thought he wouldn't be named the starter.
Former NFL Executive of the Year. You check him out on Twitter, @RandyMueller_. That's @RandyMueller_. Randy, thanks a lot for spending some time with us this morning. We'll talk to
Randy.
You soon. We made it. Week one. We're here.
I'm happy, guys. Have a good week.
All right, you too.
All right, great stuff there.
I had
from
to
Randy.
Take you to task. I'm sorry.
No, listen. No.
We had that. We did. I think it was on the Dan Patrick Show.
It was. Let's get it right. I said there's just as big a chance that he would get cut as making the Pro Bowl. That was my point about Cam Newton.
But now where he is and a captain of the team, you got to admit that this wasn't some prank or some, you know, that this guy. The only reason I say that, Jason, and I'm not going to belabor the point, is that he's been hurt the last 2 years. He's not old. If he was healthy and played the way he played the last 2 years, then I would buy what you're saying. He was hurt, and I think he's finally healthy, and we'll see what happens.
He hasn't been good in 5 years. He hasn't been really good. I can't just look at a highlight from 2013 and go, boy, if this is the Cam Newton the Patriots are getting. That's 7 years ago. Just seeing highlights on YouTube and on Twitter doesn't – boy, they got Cam Newton. They got a guy, as you said, he has been hurt. He's a bigger quarterback, and he's past the age of 30. He's already shown signs of breaking down. How long can he stay healthy for? How long can he play? And is he still going to be that elite level quarterback? He needs weapons around him. He doesn't have anybody around him. He's got Julian Edelman is 34 years old, and Julian Edelman's going to be the guy that they try to lean on, but their running game is suspect. Every part of it is suspect. I just don't see it. I see the Patriots, they can stay competitive because it's Belichick, and the AFC East is not a great division, but to suddenly think, I just can't buy that Cam Newton's going to turn into back into the superstar quarterback he was 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, I think he has a chance. He's playing for his NFL career. It's the perfect scenario for the Patriots. The guy has to reestablish himself, and he's got a platform, and he's a starting quarterback, and he's not holding some clipboard. So I expect him to play well. So we'll see. Maybe we'll bet some wings on that as we go on with the program.
You and I have like 3 wing bets. I even forget what they are. It's like
we got to go back to the audio to figure them out. But we do have a couple.
You're like the Vegas of wings. I don't even know what I'm into you for. Like, yes. I'm waiting for some guy to show up at my house and go, "You owe Rob Parker 20 wings. I'm here to collect."
Oh, if you don't, he might break your kneecap if you don't give me my 20 wings and my Diet Coke.
Honey, stay in the house. I just got to talk to this guy for a couple minutes here. Listen, I got some blue cheese and celery. You got to give me another couple of days. I got to get the days to come up with the wings. You have 2 more days. I'm coming back to visit you. That's how I think you need somebody like that. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Rob at Rob Parker FS1, the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. We got more NFL on the way, but coming up next, it is going to be impossible to try to take stock of one major sport here today on Labor Day, a day that we normally look back and say, okay, where are we for this sport? What's going to be going on the last month or so? That is an impossible task today. We'll tell you why coming up next right here, Fox.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you
know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW, only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes today. And we have more NBA coming up in a few minutes. Thanks to Randy Mueller for stopping by, talking NFL with us the last few minutes. But
he was good. Rob,
he was Randy's always great. You know, we got big stuff about Cam Newton was really good.
Yep.
All the stuff on Jadeveon Clowney. Look, he's better than people expect. He's better against the run than people expect. Could be a big deal for the Titans. So
didn't he fire his agent too? Did I read that right?
Like yeah, he fired his agent and then got a contract.
Right. It was amazing. I guess when you're sitting around all, you know, that the season's about to start and you can't get on a roster, I mean, something didn't work out. The numbers weren't right, but it is what it is.
The agent's saying, wait a minute, if you only wanted $14 million, I could have got you that months ago. You were sticking out for 18 and 20 and nobody wanted to give it to you. He missed a payday by like 3 days, right? Because it was like 3 days after he fired his agent that he signed his new contract.
Crazy.
But, you know, look, you and I are both big baseball guys, and we're at the point now where it's incredibly baseball is in the home stretch, and there's 3 weeks left.
That's
of
unbelievable.
The regular season.
That's when you think about it, Jason, 3 weeks left.
And the thing is that Labor Day, this is a day where normally you take stock of it's a huge day for baseball. You know, the triple headers are always on TV. What are we going to see now for the final push of the regular season? Who are we believing can win the World Series? But we're going into such an expanded postseason, and we've only seen teams play 40 games. Outside of the Dodgers, who seem to be the normal regular season, we are going through everybody like a hot knife through butter Dodgers. I can't tell you who's really any good. I mean, if there's a year where I wouldn't be surprised if anybody won the World Series, it's this year. Because baseball's just not made to say, okay, after 40 games or 60 games, we can take stock of who teams are. Because you're still at the point where some teams are having a hot start after 60 games. For anybody that says, I got a handle on this baseball season, saying, yep, these are the teams I expect to see. This team I expect to see in the NLCS, ALCS. I think they're lying to you. Because I don't think there's any way you can do that where we sit right now.
I mean,
I'd love to, but I can't.
No, I get that. I think that's a fair take from the standpoint of we know if you just want to look at rosters, the Yankees and Dodgers have the two best rosters. Would you agree with me on that? Just
yes.
Rosters.
And when the Yankees are healthy, yes. When they're healthy,
right.
They do.
And that's the other part. Yankees have just been decimated. If you look at the last 3 years in the Bronx and what they've been through, which is unbelievable because they've made it to the ALCS despite having all these injuries and not being able to stay healthy. I thought 60 games, maybe they could, but they're not there. And then the Dodgers, yes. They add Mookie Betts. He's having an unbelievable year, MVP-type season, and they're rolling. And what they have, 57 home runs as a team in August, an NL record. So, yes, they're rolling, but we know their bugaboo isn't the regular season, right? It's the postseason. So yes, the Dodgers are by far the most dominant team. But I'm with you there. There's an opening. The San Diego Padres – that's an opening. You know, you could kid yourself and poo-poo them all you want and act like maybe it can't happen. But, Jason, they get Clevinger, which you normally don't get an ace pitcher like that and be able to make a trade for him, right? Mm-hmm. They have Tatis Jr., and Manny Machado's having a great year. Look at what – do you know they've scored more runs than the Dodgers? Like, the Dodgers have this unbelievable offense. The Padres going into, I think, Wednesday. Now, I haven't seen the last couple of days. But they had led the league in runs scored, not the Dodgers. So it tells you how potent they are to add a top pitcher at the top of their rotation. To me, is big. So, yeah, there are some teams out there – I don't think it's as cut and dry as you're right, that normally at Labor Day we've had a big sample size and we know who the best teams are.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Padres were one of my Dark Horse World Series teams, so I just want to remind you of that, too. You know, just like I picked the Rockets and the Heat for the NBA Finals. Oh, yeah, yeah. Listen, the Padres have a lot of young talent, and it's all and it's a short season. You don't have to worry about, well, we can't stretch out this young pitcher because we got to stop and have an innings cap. Don't have to do any of that. And you know, if you're not playing enough to have to worry about the pressures of a pennant race or you're going to play 60 games and half the teams make the playoffs and then you're into these rounds where the excitement's going to take over. I mean, you throw everything normal out the window in the playoffs this year. Look, even the Astros, like, they lost a few games in the past couple of days, but they've seemed to come back from their start where they were getting thrown at, and look at all these bad starts for Altuve, how bad everybody is. Here come the Astros suddenly, and they're making some noise in the playoffs, and they're likely going to make the playoffs too. But I could see the Astros getting to the World Series. I could see the Astros losing their first round of playoffs. I mean, yeah. I can't say I've ever thought that for a baseball season where I could say I could see this team. I could also see this team getting swept. I can't do it.
Yeah, it is definitely a different look for Major League Baseball. I'm glad they went through with the season, had a couple of hiccups, but look where they are, Jason. We're almost at the finish line, and if we could get to the postseason and then, you know, have a regular offseason and then start the season next April, I'm good with it.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Rob at Rob Parker FS1, Jason Smith and Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes today. A big day in Major League Baseball, and it's kind of fun to not know how it's going to play out and who's going to be really, really good. I mean, besides the Dodgers. But coming up next, is there any superstar that had a worse last couple of days than the guy we're going to talk about next? This is Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel.
Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.